Good morning. Good morning and welcome to this crisp morning here at Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Welcome to those of you here in the sanctuary and those tuning in as well this morning online. We do have members tuning in, especially this morning, as there were some weather challenges for some of our members and actually some illness too that's circulating as well. But we're glad to have that technology. It really makes a difference so that we can still engage with church even when we're not here. I have this little silly acronym that I use when someone's really going into in-depth explanation about something and I'm just not tracking. That acronym is called KISS. Do you know what KISS stands for? Yeah? Keep it simple, stupid. It's not calling someone stupid. It's just keep it simple, you know? Keep it simple, stupid is the idea behind it. So when someone's explaining an in-depth recipe, just give me the basics. Keep it simple. If someone's explaining a big project, keep it simple. Sometimes church can be that way. You know, you hear the pastor have this long explanation, or you have a Bible study that you're kind of confused and scratching your head, or a word that you're just kind of confused, and you want to say, Pastor, just keep it simple. You don't say the last word, but you just keep it simple, Pastor. Well, today in our readings, both of them are KISS passages. Because what is it all about? The prophet Micah just boils it down in a really simple way. Micah 6, verse 6 through 8, just basically spells it out. He says this, He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? Do justice, love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. We've heard that passage before. And then in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus keeps it really simple. And he gives what it's about to be a follower of his, to practice the Beatitudes. So we'll be sharing more about that in our service today, keeping it simple. Just some announcements to share before we do begin. The first is that the February newsletter will be going out. In fact, it's already out. I believe they told me here Dan sent it out digitally. Yep. We do have hard copies of the February newsletter. So let us know if you want one of those. We have them available in the narthex. And of course, as soon as it's sent out, there are changes already. Oh man, how does that happen? We do our very best, but things are on the fly each week. And I just want to share a couple of those changes that are coming our way. Next Sunday, it is accurate. We are having our congregational meeting here at Peace after worship. And then February 12th, here's the change. February 12th, we are going to have our Potato Bar Sunday. That might even be in there. It is in there. Yeah, Dan's so good. He's like way ahead of me. Yeah, the Potato Bar Sunday to fundraise for CEF and Love Inc. That's going to happen February 12th. So just wanted to make sure that that was clear. Thank you for adjusting. Today we're taking a pause just as we're recovering from some illness and so forth in the Ladies Guild. Next Saturday is the Celebration of Life for Donna DeWeese. It's going to be here in the sanctuary at 1 p.m. That's Saturday, February 4th at 1 p.m. We'll have a lunch reception in Donna's honor following the service. And then the last thing, actually I think that's all I have to share. I covered it pretty quickly. Diane's got something to share though. Please do.
Yes. We are looking to grow our choir. The choir is a great group of people. You might even know some of them. And if you have ever sung in your life, maybe grade school in choir, or maybe in high school, we would love for
or
you
the
to
shower.
Or the shower. And by the way, you don't have to have any experience, but some of you, I am sure, have some experience singing in choir. We would love to have you. We meet at 8 o'clock right here. There are strong people in every voicing so that we can set you right next to someone with experience to help lead the way. Please join us if you will. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Diane.